Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, let's go. Good evening. They're still filing out of Kauffman Stadium, and they're all still smiling. Royals win 3-0 as the hottest team in the sport remains just that. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about this one. The phone number, the same as our text line number, 913-586-7965. If you were one of the near 13,000 in the building tonight, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear the experience. If it was your first trip to Kauffman Stadium in 2025, what stood out? What's the memory? What's the takeaway? Again, 913-586-7965. Not only did the hottest team in baseball remain just that, but the American League's best starting rotation remained just that. The finest lefty on the planet remained just that. A red-hot bullpen remained just that. Michael Garcia, Drew Waters, the breakout stars of 2025 remained just that. Bobby Witt Jr., the best player on planet Earth, showed once again why he carries that distinction. Man, this sophomore album is banging. Royals, a major league best, 12-2 in their last 14 games. The last time a Royals team has put together a run like this, Haas and Kane and Moose and Eske and all of your champions of 2016. It's been a while since we've seen a team this hot, and it's been even longer since we've seen a lefty this good, kind enough to dial us up from inside that victorious clubhouse, is tonight's winning pitcher, Cole Ragans. Cole, can't thank you enough for carving out a few minutes for us. How did it feel tonight? How'd the body feel? How'd the arm feel? Because, boy, it sure was fun to watch.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. No, everything felt good. You know, felt like we're, you know, in a good spot. Everything, like I said, felt really good.
I mentioned the red-hot bullpen maintaining its outstanding stretch. What can you say about this group? As the rotation has obviously done its job, logging quite a bit of innings, but you saw tonight Schreiber, Cruz, Lynch, and Carlos just putting up zeros.
Yeah, I mean, they're unbelievable. You know, they're so much fun to watch. Obviously, just an unreal group of guys, but what they've been doing on the field has been incredible. Like I said, unreal, just so much fun to watch.
I know you're a competitor and you want the ball every fifth day and you want to pitch all nine innings, but having that last start skipped, what did it allow you to appreciate watching the boys from the dugout?
Just how good they are. It's so much fun to be a part of this team, to watch those guys day in and day out. You know, the work they're putting in behind the scenes to be the best they can be on the field is, you know, it's incredible, and it's showing.
Well, the defense tonight, strong behind you, even stronger behind Daniel Lynch. What can you say about that play? Daniel and Vinny, an outstanding double play to finish off that eighth inning. Who was more athletic on that, Lynch running without a shoe or that over-the-shoulder catch from Vinny at first?
I mean, that catch is pretty unbelievable. And then the throw right on the money. And, I mean, Lynch being there to cover first you know, a heads-up play, just all around unbelievable.
Five innings of shutout baseball from tonight's winning pitcher, Cole Ragans, kind enough to join us from inside the Royals clubhouse. What's it like being around Michael Garcia right now? We ask you so much about Bobby Witt Jr. as a teammate. Man, Michael, I don't know if you can get too close to him right now. That dude's red hot.
Yeah, he's swinging it. He's, I mean, you know, we all know it's in there. You know, just watching the work he's put in over the past couple of years, you know, and finally it's showing like it has been this year is, you know, it's, like I said, so much fun to watch. He's easy guy to root for. Absolute, you know, one of the biggest competitors out there. And all he wants to do is win. And, you know, like I said, it's just so much fun to watch him do his thing day in and day out.
Cole, final thing for you. When you guys go through a first month of the season that had the highs that it had and the lows that it had, man, how much tighter did an already tight clubhouse become?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said this. We're a family in there. You know, everybody's pulling for everybody. Everybody's pushing everyone. It's just, you know, we know there's going to be ups and downs, and it just, you know, remain level, remain the same guys every single day, the same team every day, and, you know, keep pushing each other. And, you know, we know what we're capable of, and, you know, just try to go out there and win every single night.
Wonderful job tonight. You did just that, Colt. Thank you very much for the time. Get back in that clubhouse and enjoy this one, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
There you go. Cole Ragans following an 11-strikeout performance. 11 punchies in five innings. That's only happened one time in franchise history. And if you were in the building tonight, you witnessed the second. All right, if you were in the building, I really want to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Ian was in the building tonight. Ian, you're going to hit leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
It's going great, man. How you doing?
Good. I saw you by the window before I left, so I'm keeping my promise. I'm calling in.
But, well, I wanted to make sure. I told you to call in, so that's why we're having you lead off, man. You're a man of your word, Ian, and I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You know, Vern, I just got to reflect real quick, because around this time a few years ago, this is going back 5+ years, I remember you coming on the postgame show, and the boys had just gotten their tails kicked in Boston, and you were legitimately angry. Mm-hmm. I cannot express I mean, you are the personification of this fan base right now. You're happy. You're excited. We can actually take pride in being Royals fans.
Well, Ian, you were too, awesome. Man. I saw you after the game. You came up to the window, fist pumping, smiling ear to ear. Everyone's in a good mood, man, not just me.
Yes, sir. But on another note, good Lord, I love this pitching staff.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, at this point, the offense, yes. I wish it would score more. However, this bullpen, look, whenever my dad talks about the HDH years, he talks about if they were up one or two runs, that's it. The other team is done. The bullpen is not there yet, but good Lord, if this team keeps shutting teams out, it's not going to be as good. I am not saying that, but I'm not scared when the starting pitcher leaves anymore, and that
nor
is
should
a relief.
You, Ian. I appreciate the phone call. Nor should you. The Royals, following this win tonight, improved to 15-0. When they lead after six innings. No, it's not HDH. There isn't some fancy nickname for this bullpen, but it's deep. And you saw that tonight because arguably your two best relievers didn't even pitch. You didn't see Lucas Erceg. And I don't think they were letting people in early enough to see Hunter Harvey as he threw a live batting practice this afternoon. No Hunter Harvey, no Lucas Erceg tonight, and the bullpen spins four innings of three-hit shutout relief. John Schreiber has put up a zero in 12 of his last 13 appearances. Steven Cruz has put up a zero in all 10 of his appearances. Daniel Lynch has put up a zero in 13 of his 15 appearances. They all have an ERA under 2. And then Carlos Estevez picks up his 10th save of the season. There's only three closers in the sport that have more saves than the Royals' final boss. Ian, way to get us started, man. Nate was in the building as well. Nate's dialing us up here on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy. Oh, we lost Nate? That's all right. How about Tanner in Blue Springs? Tanner, I know you're hanging on. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Doing great.
Awesome. I was also in the building tonight. One thing that I noticed, Mikel Garcia, that at-bat where he drove in that run, he was not swinging for the fences. He was cool, calm, collected, and he was swinging to get a base hit to bring a run home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is exactly what you got. That's what you love to see. He knew exactly what he needed to do at that at-bat. And if he stays hot like he has been these past few games, that's going to be the difference maker for the season. But that's all I wanted to say, Vern. I wanted to give Mikel his flowers. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, good man, Tanner. He deserves his flowers, and I think he's more than hot. Mikel, in his last week of baseball, 7 games, he's batting 500. 500. 5 runs scored, 5 runs driven in, he's stolen 6 bases, and he has more walks than strikeouts. I mean, Mikel Garcia's putting up numbers that, you know, unless you're Aaron Judge, man, you're not matching what he's done over the past week. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals win 3-0. They shut out the White Sox to open up this 7-game homestand. Royals record their 5th shutout win of the season. All 5 have come in the last 10 games. Team is rolling. It is a freight train, a locomotive coming down the track. And oh, by the way, last year's runner-up for the American League Cy Young Award takes the ball tomorrow for the good guys. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Guy in Lee Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hello, Josh. I love calling your show a couple times a year. Always good chatting.
Nice
I was out there.
You.
What a great game. What a balanced team. I mean, the pitching. I'm back on board with the coaching. Whoever makes the roster moves, I'm glad that I'm wrong on occasion. When we called up Drew Waters, I was like, okay, let's put him on a short rope. No, that guy has changed. He's given us that extra bat.
Yes, well,
now
he has.
He's awesome. I'm on a doubles watch. You know, there's if you hit 40 doubles in a year, that's good. If you hit 50, that's great. Salvi has 11. Then I noticed Witt has 13. There's
he has 14
baseball.
Now he picked up number 14 tonight. He leads Major League Baseball with 14 doubles.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I mean, even we're so balanced. This.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out to the players. Don't lose your confidence. You are World Series worthy. This team is balanced. And I always love calling your show.
Well, that's
you.
A great phone call. Guy, it's always nice hearing from you. I hope I get a chance to see you. Always like our conversations off the air as well. Yeah, Drew Waters has changed things. I'm not surprised. I am disappointed with how many people want to point to the demotion of MJ Melendez as the reason why things turned around rather than the promotion of Drew Waters or the improvement of so many others on this team. The incessant nature of, I mean, my boss was on the radio today. CDOT was talking about it. There's enough negativity in the sport. We don't need to point to more negativity, man. There's so much good going on right now, led by, well, it's not led by Drew Waters. It's led by the rotation, but Drew Waters is trying to make himself the lead dog. And, Guy, you use the key word, confidence. You know, you don't need to tell these guys not to lose it because it's just growing by the hour. It's growing with every win. It's growing with every, selfless plate appearance. And that confidence that you see from Michael Garcia that you never saw leave Jonathan India or Vinny Pasquantino in their trying times. You know, Michael Massey still looks like a very confident ball player. Now, that's attributed to his teammates and, of course, his strong mentality. But it also has to do with the belief that this organization continues to show in him. And, again, the belief that they showed in Drew Waters when they, Guy, I was right there with you. When Waters came up, I didn't think it was for long. You know, Mark Canha comes back, I'm expecting Drew Waters to get sent back down. No, he stays. And since he stayed, since the decision was made to send MJ down and keep Drew Waters, well, Drew has now played in 15 games. He's batting .333. He's driven in 8 runs, scored 5, and has an OPS of .922. See, I think that .922 OPS has more to do with the hot stretch we're seeing from this team, more so than the demotion of someone that's not even here. Way to go, Guy. Let's go to Scotty in Midtown. Scotty, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing, man? Once again, what a great day to be a Royals fan, right?
Well said, yeah.
I've called and talked to you a few times over the years, but I called a couple weeks ago, and yeah, I'm in my 50s. So when the guy was talking about being super excited about the Royals, man, this takes me back to like the 70s and 80s when I was a kid growing up. And I made sure I had my little like radio on. And I listened to every pitch. And George Brett and Frank White and Willie Wilson and Amos Otis and Dennis Leonard and Larry Gurren. You know, Paul Splitter.
Awesome.
Pitching, man. It's the city has grasped onto it. And what's great is we're a baseball city, man. Just give us a consistent, competitive winning product, man, and we're all in. I love how the new ownership group is in this. I love how calm the manager is. I've been a manager forever. The calmer you are, the calmer your employees are. I've worked for individuals that are up and down. It affects you. If you're calm, it levels the playing field, man. I think we have a top five pitching staff. No one talks about Lucas Persick enough. I think this guy has been spectacular since we brought him in. The bats are coming around. Go Royals, man. I think we're on a roll.
Oh, love it, Scotty. Thank you very much for the phone call. And thanks again to Cole Reagans for dialing us up from inside that victorious clubhouse. Reagans picks up the win. His ERA shrinks to 3.79. Reagans, this season, has thrown 35 innings and has 57 strikeouts in those 35 innings. Cole Reagans is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. Him and his wife will be able to enjoy the shrimp cocktail, the filet mignon, the twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and that gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Reagans' home from Guaranteed Foods. All they have to do is add a little bit of wine, if they want. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Cole Reagans. Those 57 strikeouts, second most in baseball. Yeah, even though he just had a start skipped. The major league lead right now is 68 punchouts by Mackenzie Gore. He's made one more start than Cole Reagans. Reagans, wow. Number two in the sport and well on his way to another 200 punch-out season. Let's go to Sage in Independence. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, thank you very much.
Of course, man. Being at the ballpark tonight, absolutely electric. Went to 20-some-odd games last year, had the same energy. Now that we're on this hot streak, I love it. And just one last thing, you know, watching Garcia last season, he just has so much swag, man. Like, I could tell he had it. And to see him go off like he is this year, just awesome. Let's go, boys in blue. Let's go, y'alls. Have a good one, Vern.
Yeah, well said, man. Love seeing the swag, and I love the intensity behind it. The intensity is now directed outward. I think at times Mike Cal would have a rough performance and beat himself up, rather than move on, right? There's another game tomorrow, you know, to go back to Scotty's call. Be more like your manager. I don't think I've ever been around a baseball man like Matt Quatrero. He's not, you know, laconic. He's pragmatic. I think that's the best way to look at it. You know, he just refuses to overthink anything, and I mean that in the best possible way. You know, like when I give you these stats, or when people bring up, since this day, this has been the Royals' win-loss record, or since they sent that guy down, here's what they're doing, or, you know, Michael Garcia and his last week of baseball. What did he do tonight? Nice job. It doesn't matter anymore because there's another game tomorrow. Now, I've learned a lot from Q. Hey, thank you very much. Nice. Good seeing you, Randy. And they're still swinging by. There's still people in the ballpark. I thought you guys got kicked out by now. Let's go to Mike and Lawrence. Mike, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening. Wonderful game tonight. Wonderful pitching. Crowd experience was great as usual. I had a boss who used to say there's always room for improvement. So I have one thought about room for improvement. I would put Michael Garcia in the three hole behind Bobby. Tonight he got on base behind Salvi, and there was no opportunity for him to use his legs when he's behind Salvi on base. So I'm wondering what you think about my idea of lineup construction to move Michael up into the three hole. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there are no bad ideas, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that happening anytime soon, but yeah, it's a fine idea. I'm sorry, I wish I had more to add, but yeah, I'm perfectly fine with it, but you know, Vinny and Salvi need to be run producers. And I'm just not trying to go off on a long tangent about the lineup. There's too many people on hold. I apologize. It's a fine idea. You know, Royals offense has been better. You know, I can't give you the stock answer of, well, when your offense is as bad as this one, you know, there are no bad ideas. Now, that's not really the case anymore. To me, it seems like there's a pretty decent flow going on right now. Now, I understand your point, but no matter where you put Vinny and Salvi, that's going to be a hindrance to the base running, no doubt. Maybe it makes a difference. I mean, again, they are 12-2 in the last 14. Personally, I don't see the need to switch up the lineup. But, you know, fine idea, sure. Mike Kell, by the way, stole a pair of bases today. Bobby ripped his 10th and 11th of the season. Bobby's top five in the sport with 11 stolen bases. Also, those were career stolen bases number 120 and 121. He passes both Lorenzo Cain and UL Washington on the franchise's all-time stolen base leaderboard. Bob now sits 13th all-time. Next up, Adalberto Mondesi. Let's go to John. He was in the building. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Vern?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Yeah, I was the one that came by and saw you at your window, and you gave me a glass fist punch.
Okay, I was making sure you're not the one I gave the middle finger to. Okay, good. Yes, I remember.
No middle fingers. No, I was just saying, me and my wife were there tonight. We had a good night. I think the offense is coming together good.
For sure.
I think everything's coming together pretty smooth. We just got to keep it going, you know.
No doubt. And listen, when you have Seth Lugo going tomorrow, Michael Wacha in game 3, and then Chris Bubich in the finale, you certainly feel as if this rotation is going to keep it going, right? And if they continue to eat up innings the way that they have, the bullpen's going to remain fresh. Yep. If they keep pitching the way that they're going to pitch, the defense is going to remain on its toes, so that'll remain tight. The question comes back, like you said, John, to the offense, and man, the spark plug that Mike Kell and Drew Waters have been, I don't see that spark plug going away anytime soon because, again, they're just showing up with an immense amount of confidence.
No, I don't either. I think they're coming together good, and there's going to be some more wins, and we'll just keep it going.
Yeah, love it. John, thank you very much for the phone call. Glad you and your wife had a great time, and I really appreciate you swinging by and giving me that little pound through the glass as I sit here like a zoo animal. Royals now 12-5 this season at home. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. All right, yeah, you're right. I am very late for a commercial break. We'll take our first quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh, the T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Swung on a little blooper out behind second, and Vinny Pasquantino makes an over-the-shoulder catch and throws back to first for a double play. Vinny Pasquantino with his back to the infield on the edge of the outfield grass. Made an over-the-shoulder catch and very quickly spun around and gunned it over to first. And Daniel Lynch was right there at the bag.
That's the Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews. You already knew that. As heard here on 96.5 The Fan, an outstanding inning-ending double play to get Daniel Lynch through his inning of relief, the eighth, and to help maintain at that point a two-run lead. Royals would go on to win 3-0 as they stay red hot, and they set a new high water mark for the season, now sitting 4 games above .500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Vinny's played an outstanding first base, really all season, but this past week, you know, last 7 games, I'd say he's made at least 5-6 plays that your ordinary first base, or what most people think of your ordinary first baseman, he doesn't make that play. Vinny did. So a solid night defensively from Vinny. Credit to Daniel Lynch as well, getting over there to cover the bag, just like Cole Reagans told us when he was kind enough to dial us up. Reagans picks up the win, Estevez picks up the save, and in between, John Schreiber, Steven Cruz, and Daniel Lynch all added to their impressive seasons. John Schreiber's ERA is now 1.76. It's across 15 and one-third innings pitched. Daniel Lynch's ERA, 1.04. spanning 17 and one-third innings pitched. Steven Cruz is still yet to allow an earned run at the big league level. The guy's only given up 4 base runners in his first 9 innings of work so far in 2025, man. The pitching, again, sensational. Their 5th shutout of the season, second most, trailing only the Padres. Let's go to Brandon in Kansas City. Brandon, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I might be a little sensitive to this. The only game I've been to was opening day and saw them get 2 rundowns on the same play for a double play. They ran into 2 outs tonight. I was listening along, so might not have been as bad watching it, but I'm still concerned about the base running. I'll get your response off air. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, I mean, if you're concerned, you're concerned. I'm probably not going to be able to change your mind. You know, Michael Garcia, that was kind of a goofy play there in the 6th inning as he advanced to second on a pass ball, and he was off a few pitches later as he had third base stolen. The throw from the White Sox catcher bounced past the White Sox third baseman. Garcia thought the ball went deeper into the outfield, apparently didn't know that it was picked up by the shortstop. So Garcia darted towards the plate, got nabbed in a rundown, and yeah, made the second out of the inning in between third base and home plate. The other instance of an out on the base pass tonight, are we talking about the contact play in the 5th? I don't really have an issue with that. No. They got runners on second and third with one out. Yeah, Vinny hits the ball to the right side. I want Jonathan India going. Make them make a perfect throw, because I believe the Royals infielders will make a perfect throw when they're put in that situation. And credit to, who was that at first base? Is that Vaughn? Credit to the White Sox first baseman for making a good enough throw to get India at the dish. Listen, I'm not going to fight you. Early on, the base running was troublesome. And yeah, Michael's been picked off or caught stealing quite a bit to start the season, but that's his game. I've always been one to believe if you're not getting thrown out on occasion, you're not being aggressive enough. Yeah, I mean, Michael and Bobby, to me, have just an unyielding green light. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to get picked off. They're going to get nabbed on the base paths occasionally, but I mean, that's who this team is. Until you make some sort of trade deadline deal to acquire a bopper for the lineup, until Jack Caglione gets here, you know, outside of Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, you don't have many guys that can change the game with one swing of the bat. Guys that you sit back and say, all right, let them hit a three-run blast. No, you're the Royals. And the Royals are who the Royals have been for 50 years now. Pitching, defense, team speed. Doing the little things. That's who this team is. I mean, tonight was their 20th win. Half of their wins have come in games where they don't benefit from a home run. 10 wins this season without the benefit of a home run. I mean, the next closest team has, what, 6 wins like that? The Royals are who the Royals always are when they're good. 70s, 80s, 2014, pitching, defense, and team speed. And how about the pitching tonight? Cole Ragans, 5 innings, 11 strikeouts, and then again the bullpen, 4 scoreless innings of relief. The Royals' rotation lowers its ERA to 3.18. That's the rotation as a whole. That's not one guy who's having a good year. That's the whole freaking thing. An ERA of 3.18. That's third lowest in baseball. Tonight, they became the first major league team to have its rotation throw more than 200 innings on the season. And tomorrow, they'll become the first American League team to have a rotation punch 200 tickets for the season. It's the best rotation in the American League. And the bullpen ain't that shabby either. Let's go to Allen down in Springfield. Allen, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Good. Last time we talked about the toughness of the Royals. Tonight, I just want to talk about that mentality of, we're not giving up anything, and if you're going to score a run on us, you got to come and earn it. Looking forward to seeing you at the St. Louis Royals series, and go Royals.
All right, I'll see you then. That's going to be a scene, man, because that's the 1985-2015 celebration. The boys are going to be back in town. That's going to be bananas. Yeah, if you haven't copped your tickets yet for the Cardinals series, make sure you're here that Saturday night. Nice hearing from you, Allen. Looking forward to seeing you, buddy. Royals win 3-0. And again, they hand the ball to Seth Lugo tomorrow. So you think things are going well, and then you go, oh my God, Lugo pitches tomorrow? Won 12 of 14, and one of the best righties on the planet takes the bump tomorrow. Hey, that double play to end the eighth inning, the Vinny Pasquantino, Daniel Lynch highlight reel double play was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Reggie in Atchison. Reggie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, you're stealing a little of my thunder because I can only listen on the radio up here. And while, like everybody else, I love offense, I love pitching, I adore our excellent bullpen, but I was listening to that eighth inning play, and I was visualizing Vinny and Daniel Lynch doing his job and making that double play, and I was wishing I was there. So anyway, division champs, here we come. Thank you.
Right, Reggie, turn up on a Monday night. My guy, nice hearing from you. Hey, that – yeah, I don't know what he's getting into either, but that is the goal. That should be your focus. I know Detroit got off to a hot start. You'll see him again. You'll see him plenty. You see him like six times in a week coming up at the end of August. Division's going to be on the line. In the, what, remaining, how many, nine games you have left with him? Something like that? No, we have a long way to go, my friends. 126 games to go, and yes, the division title is the focus. That's the focus inside the clubhouse. The World Series title, first step, of course, being getting to October, winning this American League Central. And I've said it before, the division is normally decided by pitching. The team with the best ERA has won the American League Central each of the last four seasons. I really don't think it's going to be any different here in 2025. If you're wondering, following tonight's shutout, the Royals as a staff have the fourth best ERA in baseball, a team ERA of 3.07. Unfortunately, Detroit has a team ERA of 2.96. But we'll see them. The players will see him. We'll see their fans. Let's go to Chuck in Pleasant Hill. Chuck, you're on 96.5 The Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Vern, tell me that team ERA again. That's kind of like talking dirty to me. I want to hear it one more time.
3.07.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then yesterday when we hit seven home runs, ooh, when, you know, hey, our pitchers, you know, there's going to be a night or two over the course of 162 games where our starters give up more than four runs. God forbid, four runs. Are you kidding
me?
Sure?
Yeah, are you sure they're going to do that?
And then our lineup hit seven home runs to have their backs. Are you kidding me? We are winning this division. We're going to the postseason. We are making the ALCS this year. I don't want to change my thunder, but I got a question for you. Do have one question? I read an op-ed today that said if Garcia keeps playing the way he's playing, someone's going to give him $250 for 10 years. What do you think about that? Is that BS or would we sign it? And I'm just going to hang up. I want to know what you think. In the words of Andy Reid, let's go Royals.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, man, if he keeps this up, I mean, he's hitting 322. Again, seventh best in baseball. His OPS, wow, 886. So, yeah, if he continues that, he's no question a nine-figure dude. Right? I don't see how he would be anything otherwise. If you're hitting... okay, no, he doesn't have the power. Fine. Even though, and I was diving into some nerdy numbers prior to yesterday's game, and I saw that per swing, Nobody hits the ball harder than Michael Garcia. Now, he doesn't have the most hard-hit balls, but every time he swings, on average, he's making the loudest contact in the sport. So he does have some pop. I mean, shoot, man, that 322 batting average? There are only two hitters in baseball that have a higher batting average and a higher slugging percentage than Michael Garcia. Only two. Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge. That's it. The only players in the sport with a higher batting average and a higher slugging percentage. Now, we played 36 games, all right? NFL equivalent, we're in week four, and the game's still going on. So there's a long way to go in this 17-week NFL season. There's 126 games to play in this Major League Baseball season, so there's a long way to go, and I mean, who knows? But, yes, if you hit for average like that, if you have the potential for, no, not 30 home run power, but you know, 15 to 25 power, you can play shortstop at a high level. Right? StatCast says Michael Garcia is one of the 20 best defensive infielders in the sport. I know we were just talking about his base running, but last year he was one of the five best base runners in the game, according to FanGraphs. So, again, that's average, power, speed, right, and base running. And you know he can run. I mean, he stole a pair of bags tonight. He's up to nine. He's, you know, top 20 in baseball in stolen bases. So, average, power, speed, arm, and glove. That's the five tools. If you want to throw in the sixth, you want to talk about a clubhouse guy? Well, the growth that I've seen from Michael Garcia, from the kid that debuted a few years ago to today, and the maturation is eye-popping, just as a young man. And that's coming from someone that, again, didn't mature until maybe 31, 32. Michael's 25. In a different country. So, yeah, man, I wouldn't put any number past him. A shortstop that can do everything? Yeah, you name the price. And he's the next one you pay if you're a Royals fan or if you're a J.J. Piccolo or a John Sherman. Yeah, you pay that. But again, to reiterate, a long way to go. A long way to go. Outstanding starts. And I've said this before. I mean, if he would have produced like this last year, who knows who you would have acquired in a Brady Singer trade. I don't know if it would have been Jonathan India, I'll tell you that. That's not to knock India, by the way. Two hits tonight. India's batting .266 over the past 3 weeks. 17 hits in his last 17 games. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call. Look, I think Michael Garcia is probably the most underrated player in baseball right now. You know, this streak he's on right now is unbelievable. You know, obviously, like you said, he does have the power, but he's playing some elite defense. He's probably been the best player for the Royals over the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks. And the pitching, you know, always has been good for the Royals over the past 2 years. And I'll be at the K tomorrow, Vern, so I hope to see you then.
Yeah, you know you will, Garrett. I look forward to seeing you, buddy. Yeah, you know what? You mentioned how underrated Michael is, and I have to imagine part of that is because he's lining up alongside the best 5-tool player on the planet. It's hard to get recognized when you do everything very well, and the guy 20 feet to your left does everything a little bit better. It's a nice problem to have as a Royals fan or as a Royals executive. But shoot, man, we're talking about five-tool talents. That's what Drew Waters has always been lauded as, and now starting to deliver. Waters 1-for-3 tonight with a walk and an RBI double in the eighth. Royals win 3-0. They've won 12 of the last 14 games, the best stretch we've seen from a Royals team since 2016. Let's go to Gianni in Kansas City. Gianni, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. It's always good to talk with you.
Yes, sir. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, so one thing I just want to reiterate is, like you said, it's early in the season, and I think when you got Witt on base, when you have Garcia on base, when you have Blanco, given he's on the IL right now, when he's on base, there's a couple of people that just got that go-ahead, and you just got to trust their instinct. They're the ones making the big bucks. We're not, and you just got to trust it. And on top of that, Reagan's. Ooh, come on now.
Dirty.
Cy Young. We can start talking about Cy Young at this point. I'll listen off here. It's always good to talk to you, and I'll see you in the next couple days at the K.
Does he win Pitcher of the Year right now for his own team? Let alone Pitcher of the Year in the American League, is he the best starter on this staff? Now, yes, he is. But when you're lining up the numbers, I guess he still is, but my point is, man, this rotation's really good, huh? I mean, a guy takes a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and we're like, sorry, bro, we ain't got room for you. They got some nice breweries in Omaha, though. Yeah, Noah Cameron, Kyle Wright. Hey, man, it's... few callers have said it. I was talking about it with Royals fans out here at the stadium after the game. And again, if you are coming out for any of the remaining six games on this homestand, or really any of the remaining games this season, swing by the booth. I got a very fancy booth out here on the concourse, right across from the Diamond Club. Swing by, say hi. Let me shake your hand. Let me thank you for listening. And you can tell me all the things you've always wanted to say. But yeah, Reagan's, bro. My word. Did you know, as a Royal, like in his career since he was acquired for Aroldis Chapman, Cole Reagan's has an ERA with Kansas City of 3.10. That's 51 starts. An ERA of 3.10. And there's only one pitcher in the franchise's history that has a lower ERA through his first 51 starts, and that's like the original Royal pitcher, Roger Nelson, back in 69, right? Well, I guess probably into 1970, but you get my point. You know, Reagan's is climbing the charts of the GOATs in this franchise. But the only way to reach the top or the top five is to get it done in October. And you know that's the focus of Cole Reagan's. If you missed it, he was nice enough to dial us up earlier. If you ever missed the postgame show, make sure you find the podcast on the Odyssey app, or really, wherever you get your podcast, just search All Things Vern. Royals win 3-0. They're 4 games above 500, and they hand the ball to Seth Lugo coming up tomorrow night. We'll take our final quick timeout, get back to your phone calls, and take a quick peek into that text line. Maybe the text line is in a good mood tonight. We'll find out after this.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Slider hit on the ground, through the left side and into left field, a base hit. Winston to score from third, Salvi goes to second, and Michael Garcia's got another hit in the month of May. An RBI single through the drawn-in infield, and the Royals have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, and that's fourth inning. RBI single from Michael Garcia put the Royals ahead 1-0. Turns out that was the game-winning RBI. Royals win 3-0, but the pitching staff made Michael's knock there in the fourth hold up. Reagan, Schreiber, Cruz, Lynch, and Estevez combined to throw 9 innings of 6-hit baseball. Royals win 3-0. They're now 20-16 on the season, and they hand the ball to Seth Lugo coming up game 2 Tuesday night right here at Kauffman Stadium. And on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan. Offensively, defensively, starting pitching, relief pitching, base running, it was all there tonight. Again, the defensive moment of the night comes from Vinny Pasquantino, who, according to StatCast, has been one of the 5 best defensive first basemen in the sport this season. Offensively, a beautiful swing there by Michael in the fourth. Down 0-1 on the count, he puts a beautifully balanced swing on a curveball down and on the outside part of the plate. Well, down out of the zone. But, you know, he doesn't get too far ahead of himself, isn't crashing towards the ball, as they say. And as Jake put it, pokes it through the hole of the drawn-in infield and plates Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby, by the way. 2-for-3 tonight with a walk and a pair of stolen bases. Bobby there in the fourth got things started with that leadoff single. A first pitch slider in the middle, and he roasted it to left field. To right field. Actually, he roasted 2 balls, 1 to left, 1 to right. The one I'm talking about to lead off the fourth was to left. 113 miles per hour off the bat. In the fifth inning, he went to the opposite field. 111 miles per hour as he roasts a changeup in the middle. Stop throwing Bobby Witt. Well, actually, you know what? Keep doing it. No, keep throwing him meatballs in the middle of the dish. Yeah, keep doing that. So Bobby drives in a run. Bobby scores a run. I don't know if he saved a run. He didn't really have many defensive opportunities tonight. He had 1 in the 9th. That was it. Well, I guess that's what happens when Cole Reagan strikes out 11 in 5 innings of work, and the pitching staff as a whole punches the tickets of 14 of the 27 outs they record. My game notes following this, the 20th win of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know when call Jay's South Lanteau. I also did want to shout out that fifth inning run. Just high quality execution there. From Kyle Isbell laying down a perfect bunt down the third base side. Jonathan India taking a changeup in the middle of the dish and putting a nice easy swing on it with two strikes, pokes it back up the middle. And then, like I mentioned, Bob smoking that changeup middle. That put the Royals up 2-0. They would go up 3-0 in the eighth as Drew Waters again with just a beautiful approach. He's down 1-2 in the count, and he gets a curveball on the black outside part of the plate. And he goes with it, drops it down the left field line, scoring Michael Garcia. Yeah, three runs certainly doesn't warrant a parade. But the way that the Royals scored those three runs, no, still doesn't warrant a parade, but I mean, that's how you win. You know, we always, and you've heard countless people say it, you know, you're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54. What do you do with the other 54 games? That's how you win the other 54 games, by high-level execution. And, of course, with great pitching. The Royals' bullpen, by the way, since the calendar flipped to April, so a little bit more than a month worth of baseball now. Since the beginning of April, the Royals' bullpen has an ERA of 2.65. Wow. All right, let's go to the text line. The Jays South Lanteau Service text line. Rally Mantis is there welcoming Cole Reagans back to the bump. Dan and KCK shining a light on Cole Reagans punching the tickets of 11 Chicago White Sox tonight. Did you know Cole Reagans has never allowed an earned run to the White Sox? Now, he hasn't played them as often or pitched against them as often as you may think, but still, he has not allowed an earned run in 16 innings against the Pale Hoes. Royals win 3-0, seventh time this season the Royals win a game in which they've scored three runs or fewer. Just another statistic to reflect one of, if not the best pitching staff in the American League. Few more from the text line. Raj in the Ozarks wants everyone to know that the Reds left fielder Tyler Callahan broke his arm tonight. So he wants JJ to call him up with an offer of MJ Melendez. Raj, what happened? I thought MJ was your boy. What happened? Well, I know what happened, but I mean you specifically. I thought you were still riding with him, or at least hoping that he can turn it around. Now you're trading him to the Reds? Josh in North Kansas City. Man, everyone giving love to Drew Waters and Michael Garcia. But Josh is different because Josh says, I was dogging those two all last year, but I got to give them their flowers now. You're a big man, Josh. Way to go. Nate was in the ballpark tonight, he writes in. Said he had a good time at the win tonight. He loves these boys and is a big fan of 96.5 The Fan. Well, Nate, I'm a big fan of you. Thanks for listening. Scott in Phoenix giving some love to Cole Reagans. Yeah, 11 strikeouts in 5 innings, Scott. Yes, that is eye-catching, eye-popping. And to reiterate, it's only the second time it's happened in franchise history. Nate Karns back in 2017. I mentioned in the press box that I remember that game. I remember Nate Karns. Yeah, 2017, you acquired him for Jerod Dyson. You know, the underlying metrics just were in love with what Nate Karns could be. He just couldn't stay healthy. 11 punchouts for Reagans, his ninth double-digit strikeout game. The guy's been here for, what, 2.5 years? If even, not even 2 years. He has 9 double-digit strikeout games. That's the same amount that Zach Greinke had in his time here. Wow. And now Seth Lugo takes the ball in game 2. Man, what a time to be in Kansas City, I'll tell you what. Chase from Shawnee writes in on the text line that the crazy train is back. Chase, of course, well known on this show for last year correctly calling very early into the season, Royals are above 500, Vernon, they will not fall back below 500, and they didn't. Now, Chase also said that this year, and they did, so batting 500, it's not too shabby. Henry from Topeka gives this game a solid A. He agrees it's a great time to be a Royals fan. Henry, thanks for listening. From the 816, Vern, Cole Reagans is a great pitcher, but listening to that interview, he sounds like an even better person. Yeah, listen, you know, I don't get it. I'm not friends with these guys. I observe them. I talk with them occasionally. I, you know, hope they succeed. You never truly know someone until you know, you're friends with them, you live with them, but yeah, man, Cole Reagans is, you know, salt of the earth kind of person. Clubhouse has quite a few of those guys. Yeah, Cole Reagans just, I could go on, but he seems to me like one of the great teammates to come through this organization. You can get him talking about his teammates, he'll go on forever. Talk about himself, it'll be a very short response. So yeah, he is a great person. And I guess I have to agree, yeah, better person than a pitcher, but man, is he an awesome pitcher. Huh? Ashley from Oklahoma City writes in, I just wanted to say go Royals and keep kicking ass. Oh, all right. G-Baby on the text line. G-Baby says, do you think Bobby and Mike Hell have a bet on who's going to have the most stolen bases? I don't know. I guess I could find out. I can't imagine that they would publicize whatever's on the line unless it's something fun. Big leaguers normally need a little bit more on the line than just something fun. I don't know. Bobby doesn't seem like a gambler to me. Bobby's just excited to play baseball. He doesn't need any incentive, to be quite honest. Neither does Mikel. And I think Mikel's too smart. You know, big bank take little bank pretty consistently, and Bobby is big bank. Well, Mikel hasn't even hit arbitration yet, so I don't know if you want to start making bets with the $300 million superstar. And if he did, he better get odds. Bobby's a 30-30, 40-40 guy. Mikel's had his 30 bags before, but yeah, certainly doesn't have the track record of a Bobby Witt Jr., right? Bob already, like I mentioned, passing Lorenzo Cain and UL Washington on the franchise's all-time stolen base list. Molly from Prairie Village writes in on the text line. Vern, that one guy already brought up the lineup, so I'm going to do it too. What if Mike Hell and Jonathan India switch spots in the lineup? Well, then why did you trade for Jonathan India? I mean, that would be my answer. I'm not saying you're wrong, and right now the numbers say you're right. The numbers say that Mike Hell should be hitting near the top. Sure, sure. But they traded Brady Singer for Jonathan India, and they traded Brady Singer because Mikel Garcia showed him last year that he's not ready to be the leadoff hitter. Now, I still believe they, even if Mikel would have taken a stranglehold of that position last year, they still probably would have traded Brady Singer for something. But since they traded him for Jonathan India, you're going to give him a little bit longer leash. And he's been picking it up lately. Again, 2 knocks tonight. You know, came into this season with a career on-base percentage around .355. And we're seeing that starting to return. Right over the past 3 weeks, that on-base percentage is .342. Oh, it's climbing up. Two very nice swings tonight. Appreciate you listening. A guy in Gladstone, well, speaking of Jonathan India, he's sick of seeing India and left. Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough play. Yeah, I'm sitting up in the press box, just have a great vantage point. Off the bat, I knew that thing was going to be tough. Oh, man, that was coming off 109 miles per hour. Yeah, line drive right at him and left. Even the well above average outfielders, even great outfielders acknowledge that's the toughest. The one that's hit right at you because you just, your eyes are telling you to freeze, but that ball's not dropping, and boom, before you know it, it's over your head and bouncing off the wall. That's a tough play, but I've seen really good defenders miss that one. And again, credit to India. A disappointing offensive start, learning a new position at the big league level, right? Putting yourself out there to be embarrassed in front of 13,000 on a nightly basis. But the way that guy walks around the dugout, the clubhouse, the field, I mean, he's a winner. He's an energy giver. Carries himself like he's hitting 300 and making plays left and right in the field. And that's what you want. That's what's allowed this team to persevere through the trying times offensively. Well, that and a great rotation. But you watch Michael Massey, Vinny Pasquantino, Jonathan India walk around the clubhouse. Ain't nobody moping. Ain't nobody tense. I've been around some tense Royals clubhouses, and that's not the case, even for guys that are hitting in the, you know, below the Mendoza line. They show up expecting to win, expecting things to turn around, expecting their teammates to have their back. I think that's how we'll remember April. To be quite honest, you heard me bring it up to Cole Reagans. I think that'll be the, at least for me, that's how I'm going to remember April of 2025. In a tight-knit ball club became even tighter because they learned that Jonathan India is not a finger pointer. In fact, he's one of the toughest dudes I've ever been around. Right? Salvi called him the toughest teammate he's ever been around. Salvi said that. You know, Carlos Estevez saw his teammates pick him up when he almost gagged away that Rockies game. But the day before that, his teammates saw him pick the team up, right? Carlos Estevez went two innings in that game against Tarek Skubal and the Detroit Tigers. You know, you just didn't see, sense, panic. You didn't see or sense much moping or a clear sign of lost confidence. So when you have a pitching staff, a relief corps, a defender, a base runner, a teammate, a fellow hitter, when you have those moments in the first month of the season where you're struggling but the guys pick you up, where you're doing well and the guy that's struggling is celebrating you rather than feeling bad for himself. When that stuff happens in the first month of the season, man, that's the kind of stuff that sustains. That's how families are created. Baseball families are created. And, well, that was the word that Reagans used when he was nice enough to dial us up earlier in the show. So, Vern, we're a family in here. And the family won tonight, 3-0, the final score. What else do we have from the text line? From the 913, Vern, Vinny Pasquantino was starting to look like Keith Hernandez back in 86. Well, I think you mean defensively, or are we talking mustache? Are we talking both? Because defensively, you know, you can make a case Keith Hernandez should be in the Hall of Fame. And then mustache, you can make a case that Keith Hernandez should be in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, hey, I'm with that. And the guy was on Seinfeld. Vinny's really funny. Okay, yeah, I see the comparison. I'm with that. One more from the text line. This from Crown Town Clown. I think that's his name because he knows it's a mouthful. Crown Town Clown says, Vern, let's pack the K. You can't ask for much better pitching than this whole squad. I'm excited for tomorrow's Bark at the Park and the $1 hot dog night. Yeah, tomorrow I would imagine a slightly bigger crowd, but I'm done with all that. I'm done worrying about how many people are here. You know what? It's a big fan base. It's spread out all over the Midwest. They all can't make it to Kauffman Stadium. Whatever. What I do know is the 12,529 in the building tonight enjoyed themselves. Beautiful night, great pitching, solid defense. You saw Bobby, you saw Salvi, Michael, and Drew Waters, and you saw your boys giving one another handshakes in that victorious post-game celebration line. Royals win 3-0, and now we hand the ball, or Q hands the ball to Seth Lugo. You think things are going well. You've won 12 of 14, and oh, the runner-up from last year's American League, Cy Young, just happens to be toeing the slab for the good guys tomorrow. So yeah, you feel good. You're going to be the heavy favorite, and you should be the heavy favorite. Royals 3, White Sox 0. They'll look to make it 2 straight over the pale hose tomorrow when Seth Lugo squares off with fellow right-hander Sean Burke. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30 live from Kauffman Stadium. If you're going to be in the building, swing by, say hi. Come see how much hair I've lost. Hey, thanks to JT Noah for all the help back at the studio. Great job. Special thanks to Cole Reagans for, well, first of all, for striking out 11 and for shutting out the White Sox. Thanks for that. And then to give me a few minutes, man. How cool was that? Man, how cool is all this, huh? It's a good time. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Kansas City. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!